What's new in business news, August 21st, 2013? Portable satellite dish you can use anywhere. True Visions wins Thai Premier League rights. And Cabinet hears state telecom survival plans. Telecommunications, portable satellite dish. PSI Holdings, the country's largest satellite dish and set-top box provider, yesterday launched a portable satellite dish and a built-in signal receiving screen aimed at condo dwellers, street vendors, and drivers. Users can put the portable satellite dish outdoors or near a window so it can receive signals from the Thaicom 5 and 6 satellites. But the dish cannot be used when it is raining. The viewing device looks like a tablet computer. The satellite dish can connect with other set-top boxes, such as those of True Visions, because it receives signals from Thaicom 5 and 6, but not CTH, which uses the Vietnamese VNASAT satellite. The new product, named Ozone, is priced at 4,000 baht. Broadcasting. True Visions wins Thai Premier League rights. True Visions, the pay TV operator, has won the broadcast rights to football's Toyota Thai Premier League, or TPL, for another three seasons from 2014 to 2016 at a cost of 1.8 billion baht, adding to its already acquired rights for football competitions. The Yamaha League One, the Thaicom FA Cup, and the Toyota League Cup. True Visions has the broadcast rights to four major football leagues, the UEFA Champions League, the UEFA Europa League, Spain's La Liga, and Italy's Calcio Serie A. Pay TV operator CTH has secured the English Premier League, or EPL, rights from 2013 to 2015. The price paid for the TPL broadcast rights is nearly 10 times higher than that paid for the TPL rights from 2011 to 2013, which cost 200 million baht, excluding production costs. Telecommunications. Cabinet hears state telecom survival plans. The two state telecom enterprises, CAT and TOT, have made proposals to keep certain frequencies for their own services in order to survive after their cellular concessions end. CAT wants to provide network service and become a network service provider after its concessions end. CAT wants DTAC to turn over unused spectrum so it can do this. Mobile leader Advanced Info Service, or AIS's concession with TOT, will expire in 2015. TOT also wants to keep the right to use unused spectrum. The Frequency Allocation Act stipulated that spectrum must be returned to the NBTC for reallocation via auction after concessions end.